Hello guys, welcome to the Black Spain Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And guys, welcome to day 13.
Damn.
At Wimbledon. Technically, our last day.
Our final day, yeah.
Our final day.
And what a day, Lucy.
And what a day. What a day. Before we actually go on about the day, can I quickly get what was your highlight of this Wimbledon? Okay.
That's a great question. Honestly, it's kind of caught me off guard, clearly. I'm going to say the French boys reaching...
The French boys,
yeah,
okay.
Reaching the second week.
Nice.
Both of the, as in Artifice and Giovanni Pecci Pericard, yeah. For me, yeah, that was a highlight. And then, obviously, we're here now to talk about the ladies' finals.
For sure.
Yeah, that was my highlight. For
your
you,
highlight.
I'll let you take that. Give me your answer.
Okay, thank you. For me, it's weird. It's not specifically like one thing. I think for me is overall seeing the difference from last year. So last year when we on the grounds, we weren't this busy. They weren't this, because we didn't have so many black players.
Yeah.
And on top of that, making it so far. So I think taking that time, like when I actually sat down and thought about it, I was like, I'm tired. Like, I did this last year. I shouldn't be this tired. Yeah. When I sat down and I thought about it, I was like, it's because there's more of us and there's more of us actually doing well. So to me, that was really like, it's just a nice moment. And I'm hoping that, you know, it just keeps on growing and there's more kids looking back and like black kids looking back and that raw, like, there's so many of these black players at Wimbledon I want to play too.
That's a lovely answer. I love that.
Of course, having that run and then boom, we've got a finalist and then a winner in doubles. Like, you can't, come on. Like, this is amazing.
It's been a better year than last year.
Oh, way better. Yeah. Way better.
Even though last year was our first, but yeah, this year.
Oh yeah, no. It's not. I don't think it's even comparable. Being said, a big shout out to all the players and their teams, whether they won or lost the first round or whatnot. Yeah,
well said.
Honestly speaking, it's been a wonderful Wimbledon. It's been tiring.
Very rainy too.
Okay, very rainy, but yeah. Is worth celebrating just how we can still celebrate the women's final today. We should start with that.
High quality match.
Jasmine Paolini against Barbora Krejcikova. Did I say it right?
Yeah, I'd guess so. Krejcikova.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. obviously, Barbora is very well, you know, decorated, should I say. Hall of Fame champ. You know, she's got her, this is her second single Grand Slam.
But yeah, she's a multi.
So she got singles, mix and doubles. It was, to me, I always felt like on paper, this will be tough for Paolini.
Even though Paolini was the seventh seed, Krejcikova was the 31st seed.
Yeah. But that's because she was off for a hot minute because of injury. We've spoken about her game on the pod before anyways. Very good player. But that match was just incredible. The first set, it kind of went like the match before that, the semi-final, like Paolini semi-final, where the first set, it was probably the nerves or like thinking or you're not getting that same level. And then on the second set, it was completely different. So on the first set, like, Krejcikova, like, was really dominating. Like, she was just whacking. I was just like, whoa, okay. Like, this is actually... Like, she was just dominating and...
She broke Paolini first as well.
She broke Paolini first. Literally, soon as. I was like, okay, yeah, she meant business. But even that, I still wasn't too scared because I was like, okay, yeah, she, you know. So even when the first set was done, I remember literally saying, yeah, we know how this is going to go. Second set, Paolini's going to win this. And literally, when the Paolini literally started with that second set, yeah, it was game on. Like, she was serving so much better. It's like, it's crazy. She leveled up in all aspects. You know, normally when players, like, when they end up winning the second set, it's a thing of, like, there's one or two things that they improve, like the serve or just something else. Literally every single thing. She was hitting more winners. She was going more to the net. Her first serves was better. She was, like, her defense was great. And I think, literally, that set, Barbara was not able to break her at all.
Yeah.
Like, Jasmine took that break and she held and she just kept on going.
She broke her twice in that second set. Very similar to the first. Isn't
basically,
it?
Exactly.
So, same.
But
score.
It just shows to you the quality of that match, especially during that third set.
Yeah.
That third set was crazy.
I think, like, both players are playing quite well.
100%.
Like, which made it more entertaining. Yeah,
100%. I personally still think that I'm going to put it down to nerves, 100%. I still feel like Paolini, that final and that semi-final, we didn't see, like, the high-level Paolini that we saw before that. And I generally think it's because, you know, there was a lot. I kind of feel like she felt a little bit more pressure for this final than a RG final.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
And definitely. You could really see it at her press conference. And I don't want to make... Like, she was not sad, but she definitely wasn't as bubbly as she was. Yeah, she was still laughing here and there, but you could tell, like, She's proud of herself, but at the same time, like, it stinks. It's like, damn, back to back, and I could have done it, but, you know, at the end of the day, she fought through, and that third set showed that, especially, like, the last, like, three games and stuff. Like, it was just, like, insane. She saved a couple match points. Really and truly, Kuchikova could have won this match in straight sets. I feel like for someone else, that match would have been done less than an hour, like, in all honesty. So quickly and so done. But because Paolini kept on fighting and she wanted it so bad, it was just hard for Barbara to just, you know, close that match, because she kept on, like, saving some match points and it was going to deuce. And it was like, we were like, it was really close to go into, like, just another long match, like, again. But honestly, they did the thing. They gave us, you know, a very, very, very good match.
But in terms of weight, because you were in the stadium, like, how did it compare to, like, previous matches for Paolini? Like, was it still, did she still have, like, the majority of support?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. It wasn't as brutal as when it was against Donna. I feel like Donna, definitely, I can understand why she was feeling some way, because, boy, they were really cheering hard for Paolini. But it was still there, like, you know, like, they were shouting and supporting, like supporting her, and a lot of people were shouting, like, Paolini, like, whenever it was her winners, her points, the crowd was the loudest. So I think that kind of helped her as well. But yeah, it was great energy.
One thing I appreciated about the match as well, both players. And I did tweet this, like, they're both very good doubles players, as you said.
Yeah,
like, Kuchikova, she's exactly, won multiple that's true. Doubles, grand slams. But yeah, like, it was really telling whenever a player would come to the net, like, they were basically finishing up the point.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a great advert for doubles, even though it wasn't a doubles match. But like I said, they're both competent doubles players. And I just think it just shows, again, like, doubles complements your singles game.
100%. So, and I feel like it's important to point that out, because people do speak badly about doubles.
Yeah.
And it's like just like you said, it still helps a lot. 100%. Like, there's a lot of time when you see some single players, whether it's like Coco or Paolini or even like Barbara and stuff, where you're like, you look at them and you're like, yeah, your doubles game has helped you with this.
Exactly.
Especially the ones that, you know, making it far, like those three. So... yeah, like it was pretty good. Like, I know, especially the way that she lost a match on a double fault was kind of like
her only double fault all match as well. That's
but it just shows to you what I was trying to say earlier about, like, it was really just nerves and stuff. Like, that's all it was.
That break definitely killed. I say killed it. Like, obviously, if you're in a deciding set and serving so well, like up until that point, that's gonna sting. Like, it did hurt her.
But
to her credit, she did. She put up a good fight afterwards because, obviously, Kujikova, she held, to her credit, to consolidate the break. And then Paolini, she had to basically serve to stay in the match. She held. And again, put it on Krejcikova to serve it out.
Yeah.
And in that final game, Paolini had some opportunities to break back. But to Krejcikova's credit, she defended, or she fended off those break points, and she managed to hold on and ultimately win. But
yeah, definitely. And
I think in terms of an advert for women's tennis, like, for me, that was a really good advert because, like you said, compared to the Roland Garros final for Paolini, she wasn't the favourite in that. Obviously, Iga Świątek was the top seed, defending champ. Like, I don't think anybody was really expecting Paolini to win that. Whereas today, the expectations were different. Like, she was the highest seeded player.
You know, played, she had the support.
Played really well as well coming in.
Yeah.
But then Krejcikova, like, she too, 2021 Roland Garros champion. Like we said, she's won multiple doubles titles. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not,
and she is, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She's like, kind of, yeah, she's a problem. And exactly, she showed that today.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, Lucy, I do think she was the better player today, like, from start to
finish. Yeah. Especially that, like, first set. Like, yeah, when the way she, and it's funny because I feel like some people probably forgot how good she is.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because when I was speaking to some people and I was asking them, like, so who do you think is going to win? And I'm not saying there's nothing, I'm not saying there's anything bad by saying automatically Paolini.
Yeah.
But I was really surprised at how there wasn't that many people thinking that Krejcikova could be a problem.
Yeah.
Because whenever I was asking her, like, yeah, like, straight up Paolini, especially because Rebecca Nicole was out, like, Elena was out. So I think that gave a lot of, like, confidence to people. And I was like, I see Paolini winning, but guys, Krejcikova's actually, she's like, you know,
yeah,
it's gonna be, you just never know. I think only me and Tamani, like, because I saw him that this morning before the match. Only me and him that were a bit like, yeah, Paolini can win, but we need to be careful. Yeah. So when that first set, when she started like that, I was just like, rah, like, yeah, she dominated. But at the end of the day, as usual, we've said this for so long, for years, Paolini's a fighter, and she put in the fight, you know. But it was just everything. And funny enough, even Barbara said it at her press, like, she was like, you know, she feels like in the second set, Paolini, like, improved. And she feels like she improved because everything else came out of her mind. Like, her stress went away, and she started playing smooth and started playing better. And she was even like, you know, like, I had my chances, but I could not convert them anyways.
Yeah.
But she appreciates, she literally even said the word fighting. Like, she appreciated the fact that she was fighting for every single ball and everything. So literally is everything that we've been saying is what Barbara has literally said at her press about Jasmine. So it just shows you the type of person that she is and stuff. And yeah, and either way, this doesn't take away the year that Jasmine has had, okay, so far, and what she's achieved. You know, back-to-back finals, first Italian to reach
Wimbledon finals
as well. And at her age, and, you know, like, it's just wonderful to see. And to be fair, someone did actually ask her, like, you know, this has just been an incredible year for her, and like, since her run, like, in Australia. And they've actually asked her what has helped her play so much better this year compared to the previous year. And this is what she had to say.
I think, yeah, I improve a lot. I improve a little bit my game, but yeah, I as I said many times, I believe more in myself. I improve serve. I think I improve the return, but also I think physically I'm better than 2 years ago. I'm working since 1 year and a half with a new fitness coach. Many things, I think, not just one, you know. I think also winning matches helps a lot. So I started well this year, but I was playing good also the last year. So I don't know. I think Yeah, winning matches of course helps, but I think we are doing also a lot of work, you know, in the practice session with my coach, my fitness coach, and the video analysis. So many things.
Yeah, so I really like how there wasn't one worded answer. It's like, listen, I changed up the whole team.
Many things, exactly.
Many things, mm-hmm. You know. Shout out to my coach, shout out to everyone. Like, I don't even have the answers right now.
But I like how she said as well, like, it's not just been this year. Like, she started playing well off last year.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Remind the people at the back, please, Jasmine. Remind them. Let them know. You know, they've been sleeping, but let them know. And we were saying it as well. We're right behind you, girl.
From early.
But I hope she's going to rest well. And I hope that she's super proud of herself. I know today's not that easy. But I know people like her mom who were still smiling and excited after, you know, can just help her go through it. But shout out to Jasmine. Thank you so much for such an incredible, incredible tournament. Like, some of my favorite matches from the women's side were basically Jasmine's, like Key's ones, the one with Donna, like, and the Donna one, she didn't even play her best tennis. Yeah. And yet, do you get what I mean? Compared to the other
tournament. Me, the Navarro match, that was incredible.
Yeah, the Navarro match was her like best performance. Perfect. Like, that was her best performance. Yeah. For sure. So yeah, so shout out to Jasmine.
I do want to say though as well, Lucy, before we finish on Jasmine, like, and we did kind of tweet it, a lot of players will never make a Grand Slam final, much less two in a row.
Like, complete different surfaces.
And I know it hurts, like, not to win.
Yeah, for sure.
But again, I don't see this being the last time.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to find herself in this position again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which slam. But again, that's one thing about Paolini now. You can't...
I mean, you never know. She might come back next year, same stuff.
Or even at the US. Like, that would be insane if she goes back to back to back. But then at the same time, the kind of year she's had...
You just never know.
Like, this is the thing. So I just want to...
I mean, she even has the Olympic coming up. You never know, she might win the gold there, and it's clay.
She's definitely going to be one of the favorites. She's up there.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's a top five player. Like...
Yep.
Certified top five.
Yep.
So I think it's important to, like, stress, yeah, she didn't win today, but this has been an incredible tournament for her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say better than the French Open. Because she's had to, like, live up to, like, the expectations and show that it's, like, it wasn't a fluke, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got so much, like, admiration for her, man. And, like, 100%. I'm just so proud.
100%.
So, yeah, but obviously shout out to Krejcikova as well, because it's a big deal to win a Grand Slam. And this is her second now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's had to play some top players to kind of get to this stage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So...
And she played well.
She did. She did.
She played well.
She did. So, yeah.
It would have been, yeah. She played well either way.
A really good advert, I get, again, I think, for the women's game as well.
Yeah.
I think. So, credit to both players, man.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Should we move on to Taylor Townsend and Katerina Siniakova?
Yes, sir. Wimbledon doubles champs.
Ladies doubles champs. Let's go. So, this is Taylor Townsend's first Grand Slam title after, this is her third final, actually. So third time lucky. We did say yesterday it's written.
We did. We actually did say. We did.
And the thing is, Lucy is crazy because I'm not a betting guy. I don't think you're a betting girl.
No, I don't.
But like, I'm not being funny. Listen.
Hey, I'll be, hey.
The way we've been moving out here.
I'm not going to lie, bro.
Tipsters.
Listen. Hey,
tipsters.
If I was in it, I'd be making peace, respectfully.
Tipsters, please. Like,
we are not. By the way, we are not.
We don't condone
or push or promote betting. That's haram. You know, can't be doing that. But I'm just saying, if I was doing it, man, who knows?
Crazy.
I'd be like to Eugene. Hey. This ain't working out for me. Let me go get some money elsewhere. But now, for real, shout out to Taylor and Katerina. What a wonderful performance. And also to Erin Rutliff and Gabriela Dabrowski.
Second seeds.
Because let me tell you something. That match, that was a very good double.
It was high quality again.
It was high quality.
Even though it was straight set, two tiebreak sets.
It was two.
Also, it was the only match today because all three match, or... the two matches before went to three sets.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is the only match to finish in straights.
Yeah, hence why we're here at nearly 1 a.m. in the morning. But yeah, no, honestly, the quality of that match was just amazing, especially that first set. Yeah. Like, I was watching it and I was like, all of these four ladies are perfect. Like, they're all good. Like, there's not one person messing
that
up.
Fault, yeah.
Especially that first set. And they were all four aggressive. They were all, like, so good and, like, hungry. I said this to Eugene earlier. I'm going to try to say it in a calm way. But like, I kind of feel like Erin and Gabriella were... I don't think there's anything bad anyways, because you're a competitor and you want to make your partners nervous. But I kind of felt like they step on that stage, spend on the court, like... Yeah, we got this. This is nothing. Do you get what I mean?
Interesting.
It's kind of like they forgot that Katarina is a... eight-time Grand Slam champ. And even though Taylor did not win, she's been there. Literally, this is her third time
being there. She's an accomplished
double player. So they should have, you know, especially that they had a tougher draw. Taylor and Katarina
They took out the top seeds in the semis.
The second that you're taking out those top seeds, that's it. Do you get what I mean? So I feel like they should have kept that in mind. And I think I'm still right, because second set, it just dropped off for them. Like, the confidence and the way they were carrying themselves around the court,
yeah,
the body language and stuff was not the same.
I think that's because of the first set, because they were the ones to break first.
Yeah, the beginning of the tie break, like,
I'm saying even before it got to the tie break, they broke first.
Yeah.
But then Siniaková and Townsend broke back.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's
when
I think the momentum kind of shifted.
And then it was just like kind of like shook and stuff. But don't get it twisted, they still fought that second set, because at the end of the day, it went into another tiebreak again.
Yeah.
But no, honestly, it was a really good quality.
How good though, because and also credit to Siniaková, because yesterday I watched most of that match against Elise Mertens and Shea Su Wei.
Yeah.
And I said Townsend, I would say Townsend, like, carried Siniaková in that match.
Yeah, you said that.
But today, Siniaková, she was up there, like, and she held her own. And I think they both equally played just as good as each other, which is why they were able to do it in straight sets.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just watching Taylor, like, she's just so talented. Like, her like, shot production... Especially on the forehand, being a lefty too, like, it's very, like, aesthetically pleasing to watch. And then obviously her serve as well, like, it's a massive weapon. And she was using that well today. But yeah, Siniaková too, like, the forehand was working, backhand, she was serving well too. And obviously they're both very good volleyers. Like, it was just a really good all-round performance, I thought.
I think for me, what I find impressive is that it's funny, because I kind of feel like before Taylor, a lot of people were always talking about her how good she's at the net. And she is great at the net. But when I was watching her today, it's like, wow, like, you've actually improved as an all-round player.
Yeah.
Like, she's moving better, you know, like, she is hitting, like winners. And she's quick with it as well and stuff. So... yeah, honestly, like, it was really impressive. And, you know, at the end of her winning, she was emotional, and rightfully so.
Definitely.
Like,
it means a lot, man.
Like, she's been through a lot, you know, like, don't want to spend time on it because we're having a good, happy moment. But, you know, back in the days, if you know, she had to go through stuff.
Some tough times,
you know, she's come back, and then she had her kid, and then she had a C-section on top of that. And if you're a woman, if you have a C-section, boy, that's a whole different ball game. Like, the recovery process is just long. And, you know, she's been grinding since, and her energy has been different. Her mentality, like, the way she's moved on the court as well. So I can understand why she was so emotional. You could get that from the fans as well. Like, they were all excited.
Yeah,
like, you know, when they were seeing the crowd, I was like, rah, like, this is actually very emotional as well. So honestly... shout out to Taylor and Katarina, you know, good team. We did ask, Katarina, like, you know, like, she said that, well, I asked Katarina, like, why did she decide to team up with Taylor? Because Taylor said on her speech, which unfortunately a lot of the Americans actually missed out, because apparently it was cut off at a war ceremony. Yeah, how... Anyways, that's a whole different ball game. But yeah, she said that during her speech that Katarina's actually the one who slid in her DMs. So I asked Katarina, like, what made you actually, you know, do that? And she said, you know, she played a couple of times against each other and she felt like, you know, it was very tough and tricky to play, like, against Taylor. So she was curious to know how it will be on the same side. And she said, you know, when I'm looking for a partner, I want to achieve something. I need to look also who is playing on the other side, not just on my side. So, you know, she was like, listen, Taylor's an amazing player. So here we are. And I love that.
Yeah.
And I love how, because, you know, Katarina, she looks, it's funny because I think I tweeted on my personal, Katarina looks like someone that you don't want to play with. Like, she looks like someone that means that, like, she's cool and she's calm and kind of, if you, mess with her, do you get what I mean?
Like, she's got that look.
That's the vibe that she, gives
me. I like
me.
It though.
And I kind of feel like, it's like that with Taylor as well.
Mm,
you know, true Chi-Town girl.
Mess with me.
Yeah, like, don't mess with me. And she's always been like that. Like, Taylor's a real one. She's the realest in literally in the WTA. Like, let's just don't even get twisted. And I kind of feel like I get that vibe from Katarina. And
it was nice to see as well, like, all the reaction. Like, because Taylor's a very popular player.
She is.
Like, so immediately after the match, like, you had, we retweeted, you had Christopher Eubanks shouting her out, Jameer Jenkins, Coco, like, and probably so many more.
There's
as well.
So many more. Like, I mean, she said it herself. She was like, man, I got 500 messages. Like, I didn't even know that many people had my number. But also, just, I think she's just taken back at how much, like, people are also happy for her.
Exactly.
And it's like, listen, we've been cheering for you. Like, you might not really see it, but people are out there cheering for you. And those who are fans know that this is long, like, overdue. Like, this is something that she was supposed to get, you know,
big time.
And now it's happened, you know.
This is their third event together as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is mad.
And it happened at one of the most prestigious events, which is even better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the win happening at Wimbledon is big, which she kind of shared. You know, you asked her, you know, how special the win is to win her first Grand Slam here at Wimbledon. And hear what she said.
It feels absolutely amazing. You know, getting to my first Grand Slam final in the US Open in 22 and losing to this one. Obviously, like, that would have been amazing to win on home soil, but, like, Wimbledon just has such a special, you know, significance and the history behind the event and just, like, all that it means. And for me, it's actually kind of crazy because, you know, winning the juniors doubles in 2012 here and then, you know, coming back 12 years later and being able to win the women's. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, I'm at the practice facility, now I'm in the real facility. So, you know, it's so special to me. And I'm really grateful. I've been working really hard to get to this place. And like I said, I've gotten so close and just haven't gotten over the finish line. So I think that in this moment and today, I felt prepared because I had been there before. So it didn't feel new, you know, so I was just locked in on what I wanted to do and what we wanted to do as a team. And that's the only thing that my mind was on from the start of the match to the finish. So, you know, I just felt more prepared and more ready for this moment to pounce on it and to grab it because I felt like it was ours for the taking.
What a beautiful answer, especially that, you know, she reminded us that she won her juniors double 2012, like, full circle.
Crazy
moment.
12 years ago.
Which is great. There was, I enjoyed that press. You know, we were the only English ones. Obviously, it, guys, to be fair, it was really late here, so I can understand
it's
why.
Way past 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it was past
11
o'clock.
And also, they had bloody anti-doping.
Yeah.
Like, after their match.
Right after their match, guys. So we had to wait again. Luckily, it wasn't as long as Barbara's one. Because apparently Barbara's one, they had to wait 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd be here, like, for a while.
They need to look at that, man. Because that's ridiculous. All round. Like, for the players, for the media. Like, that's just silly.
Yeah, no, for real. But, me and Eugene were the only English-speaking one. And then there was some Czech Republic journalists as well. So it was easy to get, like, our questions.
We got a good few in, definitely.
A good few
nice.
In, for sure, yeah. There was even one where I really wanted to include, but it's actually slightly long. And it was, because I think, was it you that asked the secret?
Yeah. You asked
Katerina.
Yeah, so obviously Coco Gauff won her first Grand Slam doubles title with Katerina.
Mm-hmm.
And now Taylor Townsend as well. So I was like, yeah, Katerina, we're like, what's the secret?
Yeah. And she talks about, you know, making sure that, you know, we're still like a team. I love how Katerina, like, whenever you mention how, oh, hey, yeah, you've won all of these things, she's like, yeah, I did, but...
Team effort.
This is a team thing. Yeah. Which is great, because she could have been like, she didn't... not everyone is that humble. Mm. Not everyone is that...
There's like no ego.
Yeah, there's no ego. Great. Like, yeah, I like she that. Actually, like, you know, gave credit to all the people that she's played with, not even just Taylor. And then, you know, and I asked back to Taylor, like, okay, what's your secret? Because although you have won, you've made it far with so many different people. Like, literally, this is like your third complete different, you know, partner with this. And she gave such a long, good, detailed... You know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to share the answer.
It's a great shout, yeah.
On social.
Yeah,
so, guys,
clip it.
Get on our social so you can see it. But all in all, she was saying that one thing that she does well is being able to figure out... Like, she's able to, like, deal with different type of personalities
and adapt
and stuff. Like, she will learn about you and be like, oh, you're this and that, okay, cool, I'm gonna do this and that. And yeah,
and to be honest, Lucy, so not to cut you, like, for me, obviously this is years down the line, she's only 28, like, so she's got a long, like, career ahead of her still. For me, that's also kind of traits of a good coach. I think she'd make a brilliant coach if she does decide to go down that route. And obviously, we do know she's kind of into the
media.
Exactly, like the punditry stuff, which
is
good.
I see her doing that more, only because, like I said earlier, Taylor looks at someone she doesn't play. So if one player comes and move mad and trying to move long, Taylor looks at someone that just be like, girl, get your ish together. Okay?
I hear you.
And then, yeah, be serious. But no, it's a good shout. It actually is a good shout. You never know. It might be different. She might be able to find someone, you know, a nice black player to coach. Why not? But either way, a massive, massive congratulation to Taylor. We're so happy for you. She looked all dripped down at Wimbledon.
As usual.
She came and she secured that win. And shout out to Katerina. Ninth title?
Yeah.
That is crazy. And shout out to Czech Republic, man. You guys are eating.
They cleaned up today, boy.
Yeah, you cleaned up today, boy. And it's funny because I was out here saying, yeah, the Italians are here to tear our asses up. But nope. It's the Czech Republic. They're like, let me come right here.
Hang on a minute.
You know, and this is going to sound very random because we're talking about Czech Republic. Shout out to Petra, who just gave birth to her baby, doing Wimbledon as well.
Two-time champ?
Exactly. Yeah, very on brand of her. So, yeah, glad that she had a safe and healthy delivery and a baby's here, a wimby baby, you know what I mean? But honestly, shout out to Taylor, shout out to Katerina, shout out to Paolini, shout out to Barbara, shout out to the women's.
The women delivered, man. Big time.
Thank you again. You guys gave us the matches, the entertainment, the drama, the everything. Like, the WTA is just, it's different, man.
Good
it's
vibes different. As well.
Good vibes.
Like, I love the exchanges at the net, all hugs.
Yeah.
Like, I do like that.
Fam, even the Brits that people were saying, yeah, they're beefing, they don't like each other, they hugged at the end. You get what I mean? Like, it's been good. And again, shout out to the men's as well. Like you said, Eugene, honestly, you're right. Like, seeing the French men going that far was such a great, great moment. And last but not least, shout out to us, you and I.
Oh, stop it. Shout out to you, Lucy. You've done more days than me.
You know what? I'm going to do the Snoop Dogg speech when he won his Walk of Fame. So I want to thank me for working hard. I want to thank me for suggesting to Eugene that I should come crash at his so that we can be here on time at Wimbledon. Way better than last year. I'll give you that,
thank
Eugene.
Thank you. Boss.
I want to thank me for editing. Yep.
Facts.
Not that easy to edit. I want to thank me for making sure that our audio rights are fitting well. Yeah. Shout out to Andrea, part of the broadcast team at Wimbledon.
She came and made sure that we're all good
and everything. Shout out to her. Great vibes. She was so nice.
She was.
I want to thank me for coming in dripped up.
every day.
I tried because I had so many nice outfits, guy, but this weather just ruined everything. Okay. What else? I want to thank me for like, I'm joking, guys.
This is getting very long. Like, damn.
No, I'm joking. I'm just entertaining the listeners. They're probably like, this girl, I am a Leo, guys, so I can get vain a little bit.
Like, wrap it up.
No. But guys, also thank you guys so much. Oh, Stacey China, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. You have no idea how much you changed our lives right here. New York Times feature. But thank you, listeners, for engaging, for listening.
That's also been up as well compared to last year.
Boy, our numbers.
So it's a good look, man.
Yesterday and price.
We do appreciate it, man. But again, Lucy, this is all part of the journey. Like, it's really only going to continue to kind of increase. But I know you were joking earlier, but no, you deserve massive credit because you've done superb, like, this year. And, like, year on year, you just continue to impress. And, like, I don't want to say surprise me, but it is surprising because you're not a media girl. Like,
no, in terms I'm of, like, not.
Your background is not media.
My background is corporate 9-to-5 marketing.
Here you are now, Blackspin Global reporter, like, and rightly so.
Yeah. Like, I felt more comfortable at the beginning, the first couple of rounds, like, my heart was beating fast. Yeah. This second week's been kind of a breeze.
I'm going to say it, Lucy. Like, to be fair, like, you've been more comfortable than I have. Because I don't want to say nervous, but like, because I feel the eyes on me, like, it does.
We do get the extra eyes and we know why, but.
Yeah, but I'm saying you just steam through. Like, whereas with me, like, I'm maybe it's because I'm like so like self-conscious,
I'm just acting like deep down though. The thing is, no, like, carry on, from carry outside, on, it looks like, but inside, I'm like nervous.
Carry
as
on,
hell.
Carry on.
But thank you. No, you're I really appreciate it. Shout out. Thank you to my boss. Everyone, shout
I'm
out
not
my
your
boss.
Man, relax.
Eugene Allen.
You the boss. I'm not the boss.
You get what I mean? No, but honestly, Eugene, this has been a great journey. No, like, we did well.
No, I'm proud. I'm very proud. And you should be too.
Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in the entire 13 days or whatever, how many days we've podcasted. Even the days we didn't podcast, we were on social.
True.
Please do not at me or call me after Wimbledon for a week. I am out of office. And I told Eugene, I'm out of office. I don't want to talk about tennis. Think about tennis for at least
but
a couple
Hamburg.
Days.
We've got Hamburg next week. We've got... Gestad. Yeah. Is it Gestad?
Yeah. Yeah. All of the sudden, I don't understand what Eugene just said. We'll still keep you guys updated on socials, of course. But please make sure that you leave some ratings on our podcast, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Yeah. If you really did enjoy, you know, our feedback and pods during Wimbledon. And
yeah, it's a good shout. Actually, the reviews do help. So, like, reviews on like
for real,
Apple
for
and
real.
Stuff.
So yeah, ratings and reviews. Yeah, guys, please. If you don't have Apple Podcasts, take your wife or your boyfriend's phone and do it. Last but not least, actually, before we log out, a big congratulations to Tyra Grant and her partner. Let me quickly get her name. Do you remember?
I want to say it's Nikola Jovic.
Yes, it is. As they have made it to the double finals for tomorrow against some Brits players as well. So, you know, the crowd might be a little bit different there. Just to let you guys know, they did reach the juniors doubles finals at the French Open. So another back-to-back. They lost runner-up. Another back-to-back though. So, yeah, good luck to her and good luck to Eva. And
Eva, that's it, not Nicola, my bad.
Yeah, Eva, and this time we'll taking it home. Because as usual, we leave here with something.
Every time.
Peace, guys. Enjoy your day or evening, whatever time you're listening to this.
And the men's final tomorrow. Good luck.
Good luck to Carlos Alcaraz.